I was out of town on Saturday evening, and I started to get text messages and phone messages that there was something up at the college, and then started to get photographs as to what was happening. And, you know, from my distance, it was really scary in terms of what I was looking at. But one of our postgraduate students who happened to be in here working on Saturday noticed smoke coming from the roof of the building and made contact with the fire service. And the fire service was on site within 10 minutes, and our own staff, maintenance staff, were all on site really quickly as well. And the fire was kept under control within 20 minutes. So it was a fantastic effort by everybody involved. The majority of the damage is done to the roof of the building, with some damage internally, mainly arising from putting the fire out, water damage arising from that. So, you know, people are assessing the damage this morning here and looking at it to make sure that we can get back into action as soon as possible.
You'll be looking, I suppose, towards the new term. How long do you think it might take to get everything back to the way it was?
Well, I think we can manage that in terms of getting back to where we are. I think, you know, we obviously have to assess the damage in terms of the physical damage to the building, but also then in terms of equipment, mainly in terms of computers, etc., what have been damaged and how we replace those over a period of time. But I think people are confident that we'd be in position to open as normal without any difficulty, given the time that this has happened, which is fortuitous to a certain extent. If it had happened at a different time of the year, we might have had a more serious impact. But I can't underestimate really the amount of effort made by staff here. You know, people in on Saturday night, in again all day yesterday, to make sure that everything was in place so that we could open this morning. So it was great credit to everybody involved.